Good evening. I declare this ordinary council meeting of the 12th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on our agenda. Welcome councillors and officers and members of the media and public present. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people as the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs, and a reminder to all elected members and officers that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on the council's website. To start the evening, I'd ask everybody to be upstanding, and I'd invite Pastor Jamie Tasker to present the prayer for tonight's meeting.
Heads as we pray. Father, I want to thank you for this great town of Alice Springs, which we have the privilege of being able to live in. Lord, I thank you for each man and woman represented here tonight that plays a part in making this town even greater. Lord, I just pray your blessing be upon each one of them, Father, and their families. I pray your peace be with them, Lord God, and your protection also. Lord, we acknowledge the challenges that can be faced in local government, and Lord, I just thank you for the men and women that are here tonight who have put their hand up in wanting to represent you, Father, and to be a part of this town of Alice Springs. And I pray, God, for everything that's discussed tonight, that there will be a common goal, there will be a sense of unity here with everything that's discussed. I pray for great wisdom, Lord, upon each person, that all matters discussed are done so wisely and that great outcomes will be achieved. I pray that through everything that is partaken and done here this evening, that your glory would be revealed and that you would have your way through this meeting. So once again, God, we open this meeting, commit it to you, and just pray your blessing upon it and upon each person, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. Are there any apologies, Mr. CEO?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Deputy Mayor, Councillor Coralie Banani, personal leave. Councillor Liz Martin, ill health. Mr. Greg Buxton, Director of Technical Services, annual leave. And I acknowledge Mr. Steve Ballaban, who is the Manager of Infrastructure here tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks very much, Mr. CEO. Welcome to members of the public in the gallery. And I would ask now, are there any questions from anybody in the gallery in relation to anything on the agenda or any other business of council? Could you please use the microphone provided and state your name for the record? Thank you.
So, my name's Chris Kupke. I just want council's indulgence. Well, first of all, good evening, anyway. Indulgence on a couple of, it's a multi sort of layered question, but it's not too hopefully long. I just wanted to, assuming the council is aware of over a dozen rooster complaints in the Gillon area starting in 2009 and still ongoing, I wanted to know, do the councillors believe it to be fair on ratepayers to be paying $400 a quarter to live in basically a house that you can't sleep in? I wondered if the second part of the question is, if so, can councillors give some sort of rates relief to help offset the cost of alternative accommodation, maybe one or two nights a week? The main question is, how is it done with all other cities I've lived in that the roosters cannot be kept in suburbia, yet in the Northern Territory's second largest city, keeping residents up half the night? So why can't roosters be banned from the town side of the gap for the benefit of all those people who have to work the next day? And can the councillors recommend any course of action? Thank you.
Thanks very much, Chris, for those questions. I will take them on notice and I'll get back to you with a series of answers on those. So they're all recorded here this evening, so thank you for that. In relation to those questions, I'll make sure that I have an answer to you within the next week or so around those specific questions. I'll work with the CEO and the director. Thank you. Do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 70 of the Local Government Act? Thank you. I will actually, if a piece is withdrawn, I may have. Thank you. In accordance with Section 67(3) of the Local Government Act 2008, I present the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held here on Monday the 25th of August for confirmation. May I have a councillor present to move that those minutes are a correct record of the proceedings at that meeting which they relate? Councillor Kudrenko, seconded Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Any questions arising from those minutes?
One small notice there. I see that I'm recorded as being present at that meeting, yet in the minutes it suggests that I wasn't in the room, so I'm not sure which one's accurate. I don't think I was at that one.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. You weren't at the meeting?
Next ordinary meeting is, or was that left over from a previous?
That was a committee meeting. That would have been from the committee meeting.
Oh, okay.
So you were at the ordinary council meeting, but those minutes also reflected the committee meeting, which you were recorded as absent at. All right. Thank you. I present my report for the month of September, and I ask for a motion that the report be received. Councillor Paik, seconded Councillor Heenan. Those in favour? Thank you. I have a couple of points to add to it, things that have happened in recent days. I just mentioned that the Heart Foundation walk on Saturday morning, which was our to recognise National Heart Day. Robert DiCostella attended along with the young men and women from his marathon project. Also attended the Stride for Life event, which was on yesterday, which is a fundraiser for Bosom Buddies and the Alice Springs Prostate Men's Health, and attended the opening of the Pro Tour tennis event. And I've had three different meetings in the last 2 days with residents over the Parks report, which closes tomorrow on our website. So I'll take any questions in relation to my report. Councillor Heenan.
Sorry? Hey, Mr. Mayor, I have four or five. If I give you the numbers, 1.3, 1.5, 1.21, 1.25, and 1.32.
Certainly, I'll go through those. 1.3, that was a meeting with the Chief Minister in relation to Legant and the transfer of responsibilities. The Minister and I signed an agreement which is worth $1 million a year for 3 years for Legant to take some of the responsibilities that are currently carried out by the department, and for the Local Government Association, which is the CEO, Mr. Tony Tapsell, to take responsibilities. And a lot of those are around governance, training of members, awareness and elections. So there's been an agreement signed with the Northern Territory Government. 1.5, Michael Little, I had some discussions with him and later on you'll see in there that he met with the council's representative group. Michael came to speak to me about some things around how we can process further a discussion we had between the Town Council and the Luritipa committee around a piece of art, a sculpture of some nature within the town, and as we've discussed before here in this chamber, that Stuart Park is probably logical. I've suggested to Michael, and we did through that meeting, that it's a possibility of using the council's library's gift status, is that the correct terminology, Mr. CEO, to create some fundraising. So Michael will advance that further with the Luritipa Alice Springs Town Council Committee. 1.21, Department of Correctional Services, Tim Cross was in town. As you know, we have an arrangement with corrections over some men employed at the landfill. He was asking some questions around that. I think it also follows on from the letter that was circulated by a local businessman in relation to what corrections may or may not be doing. So I expect there'll be some more discussions between officers of council and Mr. Cross in the future. 1.22, came to see me in relation to his Chinese connections tourism and the Fink Desert Race and how he can attract more people here next year. 1.32, the National Landscapes Committee. This meets quarterly. It's chaired by the Chair of Tourism Central Australia. It was chaired by Ms. Jacqueline Thorne. It's a work that involves people from the TCA Board, from Tourism NT, from Parks and Wildlife. The National Landscapes Committee is a discussion point about high recognition spots in Central Australia, and one of those is the, what do they call it, the Red Centre Way. Red Centre Way. So it was an update from Ms. Thorne, who just returned from the national meeting of the landscapes. Okay, thank you.
That one, the council will get a copy of that report as well from the.
Yeah, she didn't actually hand out a report. She gave a verbal discussion.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll go to TCA, and from there we will get something. From
yeah.
That.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you. I've got a few. The first one was 1.43, the Human Rights Commissioner, mm-hmm. and I'm just wondering if you can provide us some more information about that discussion.
Certainly. Human Rights Commissioner Mr. Wilson made an arrangement. He was in Alice Springs for 2 days. He was holding a public meeting at CAT. He made an arrangement to meet with me. He came to speak about Alice Springs in general. I had a lot of questions. It was interesting when he said to me that it was disappointing that Alice Springs Town Council didn't have any Indigenous members. I did point out to Mr. Wilson that that wasn't quite correct, and that Councillor Pake mm-hmm. identifies. And he had it was more a fact-finding tour. The lady he was with, Dr. Louise Bygrave, she had a lot of questions around what we do as a council. What we do within this community with migrants, what we do we support gay and lesbian events? So it was a really broad brush discussion. Mr. Wilson went from me and spoke with numerous other groups around Alice Springs, so that was that.
Pardon me, and did they make any indication as to what they saw as the most important human rights issues that we face as a town or that were important for us as council to address from their point of view?
No, not to me. It was more Mr. Wilson said it was his first visit to Alice Springs and he wanted to know more about mm-hmm. the town. So he was touring through the territory. I would presume on his discussions that he was enjoying what he saw and he would be a regular visitor here.
My next question is in relation to 8.5, the Araluen Cultural Precinct Community Reference Group. I don't know, but I don't recall seeing minutes for this group. Is that something that we normally receive minutes for those meetings?
No, it's a committee I was asked to sit on some years ago. It's around, it's chaired by Tim Rollison. And it's a little bit like the old group that used to be around Friends of Araluen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of work being done because there is some money being invested by the Territory Government into the precinct. And we've been meeting lately looking at some different proposals out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody from tourism, there's somebody from the old Friends of Araluen, somebody from local government, somebody from one of the... So it's a whole great group like that. But it's something that I've been on for about 4 years. It was very dormant before, but it's now moving forward because there's been funding in this year's Northern Territory budget to do some things at Araluen.
Oh, that's good. I hope to hear more updates on that one then. And final point is I just noticed that 5.1 states that 69 people became citizens, but there's only 68 listed in the minutes, so that might just need...
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the count. It started out on the day to be 76, but a few had left Alice Springs, and it was 69 we did on the day, but I'll find out why we got... Was there a child? Sorry? I was 68.
It's important for the record, I think, because it's something we all celebrate.
Kelly, who looks after all of that, has just said it was 68.
Fantastic. So thanks, Kelly.
Councillor Douglas?
Yes, 1.6 and 1.26.
Sure. 1.6, Ms. Walsh from Yiprinya Shopping Centre. They're a very big tenant within the community of Alice Springs, having interests in Todd Street as well as in Hartley Street, came to speak to me about promotions, what can be done. I have discussed with her the Todd Mall Mark group that is around the mall. She's also requesting some information on our cleaning structure around streets in the town. She was also interested in what things we did with the seniors group from a personal point of view. For somebody that she knew. 1.26, Mr. Rogers came in to speak about disabled car parking. There was one site removed in Parsons Street opposite the police station. It had been there for some time. It was removed on advice of the fire brigade because it was actually not supposed to have been there. It was over a manhole. So that was removed, and we put another one around the corner into Hartley Street. Mr. Rogers wasn't happy because he's been parking in this other one for some years and was very cross about it. But I did explain, and then I provided Mr. Rogers with a map of all of the disabled parks in town. We probably have, the way I understand it from the radius and from the director, we have an ample supply, more than what is necessary for our community. So that was that one. Right. Councillor Paik.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to ask a further question on 1.3. That was the Legant transfer of responsibilities. Just wanting to confirm how long the agreement is for.
Certainly. This was a 3-year agreement. This work started with the previous minister, Minister Tolner. It was originally announced in Katherine earlier this year at the Legant meeting. And it was signed off by Cabinet just recently, and myself and the Chief Minister, who's now our Minister for Local Government at the moment, signed this agreement. So Legant can move forward in its employment of some people and put together some of those projects.
Right. So really, at the end of that 3-year period, those responsibilities will go back to the department?
I would hope, Councillor Paik, that Legant does such a good job that it would never be a reason why not to continue Legant doing that work.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get a feel if this is the government trying to descale the department.
No, this is a reaction Legant took to the government.
Yep.
We didn't feel that the work that was being done properly assisted councillors in some regional areas.
Yep.
We were very keen to see our councillors be further educated. So it's a proposal that the Legant executive put together and worked with the previous minister and put this proposal up.
Not a problem. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you for those questions. So now I'm going to go around the room and invite councillors to report on their community activities that they've been involved in during the last month. And I'd like to start with Councillor Paik.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the Alice Springs Desert Festival 24-hour dance-a-thon a few times throughout the 24-hour period, and it was great to see such an active performance. I don't think there was a second there where there wasn't at least a dozen people, so that was quite refreshing to see. I attended the National Tree Planting Day on Gough Street. I attended the opening festival and parade for the Desert Festival. I attended the most recent citizen ceremony. I attended the NT Planning Commission public info session. I attended the Youth Action Climate Change Coalition that were recently in Alice Springs working with a group of young school students. I attended the awards night at the Desert Sports Foundation. I've also attended the Police Remembrance March today. Last Friday, I attended what is known as the WOW Youth Event. I attended that with some representatives from council and Councillor Kudrinco meeting with a range of youths talking about how we have got to where we are and talked to people about their options while they're still in school. I met with some of the Laratupa representatives. I've met with community members in relation to the public safety concerns, which we'd all be aware of. And also I've met with a few people in relation to the parks, the open plan parks sessions. And I think that's me done, unless I remember anything else. I also did attend the protest by the Whitegate community in the Todd Mall to listen about their issues and concerns. Thank you.
Well done, Councillor Pake. Councillor Melky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. During the month of August, I attended a number of meetings, including a meeting regarding skate park with Matty Day, the National Tree Planting Day, where I now am the proud guardian of Woody the tree. So hopefully Woody will grow to be a big, strong tree. Don't ask me what the brand of it is. I thought I'd remember, but you'll get me at Goss Street. So I run past him every day. Pardon? That's all right. No, I won't be so mischievous as to put a name on it, but hopefully no one will destroy it. And 30, 40 years from now, I'll bring the children back and say, that's the tree I grew there. The Hermannsburg Artist mural opening in Alice Plaza was on. I attended that. The Young Achiever Awards launch, I was attending there. I had a meeting with Mrs. M.K. Turner regarding she's a traditional owner, she's in regards to the Whitegate. We requested a meeting about that. Subsequently, I also attended the rally in the Todd Mall in relation to the Whitegate issue. Special Council Forum regarding the Alice Springs CBD discussions, discussion paper and proposed built form guidelines. I saw the very, very last little bit of the parade, the Arts Festival parade, so I kind of missed 99% of it, so sadly, but it was very quick. I thought I could make it, but missed it, I could say. The markets a couple of times. There was also a meeting with Liratipa, along with yourself and other elected members. I attended that. Desert Sports Foundation presentation night, seniors morning tea, citizenship ceremony, the committee meetings. I was an apology for the Monday night forum due to family reasons, having to stay overnight in Adelaide. The awards ceremony, I was also an apology. I was unable to attend that. I apologise, Mr. Mayor. I didn't put in a formal apology, but I do now. Tennis tournament yesterday, the Pro Tour launch, Police Remembrance Day today. I had a number of meetings with a number of residents in relation to the police mural, which I'll ask about later, youth and antisocial behaviour issues, which I'll also address later tonight in the meeting, South Terrace traffic issues, and also illegal rubbish dumping that I, in fact, launched a Facebook post, which received a number of positive responses, I thought, so I'll inform the CEO about that later in relation to illegal dumping. And I also attended thanks to the Deputy Mayor, I attended in her place the Sports Facilities Advisory Committee, which was of great benefit to bring me up to speed. Thank you. So that's me for the month of August.
Thanks very much, Councillor Melky. Councillor Kudrinco.
Thank you. Over the last month, I've attended a few meetings, one Administrative Review Committee meeting, actually two of those in the last month. I had a meeting with the CEO and the media officer regarding the online survey. I attended the Special Council Forum, the Development Committee meeting, the Regional Waste Management Facility Committee meeting, and I'm very grateful for the invitation to attend the Child Protection Week gala dinner on behalf of the Mayor as the MC. That was an interesting evening where the Northern Territory and the Australian Children's Commissioner both attended. Great event. Also attended the Alice Springs Town Council and the Liratipa Aboriginal Corporation Steering Committee meeting and the Foundation for Young Australians Worlds of Work event. Also took a number of inquiries from the public this month. Three people talking about the park survey, a person who was very interested in the operations of Alice Springs Aquatic and Leisure Centre, and also a concerned resident regarding maintenance and erosion mitigation of drains. And I also attended public events, Desart, and the bachelor graduations. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Brown.
They noticed me napping. I attended the Citizenship Day. I attended and helped organise the Desert Sports League of Champions dinner and the golf day. The Planning Commission's public session, a seniors committee meeting, the Sports Facilities Advisory meeting, for lots of Desert Sports bingos, Sunday afternoon bingo sessions that we helped operate. I dealt with a number of planning bits and pieces over the month, and one lot of media, lots of media actually, along with, that'll do for a minute because I can't remember the rest of it. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Councillor Brown. Councillor Douglas.
Yes, Your Worship. Month of September, normal council meetings. 1st of September was the special forum meeting for the CBD building guidelines, plus other forums meetings, plus the development committee meeting Alice Springs Town Council put on, and plus the mall markets and also the market out at Heavy Tree Gap talking to people out there. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Heenan.
Thank you, Worship. I met with the Minister, Honourable Peter Stiles, regarding Northern Territory Caravan Park Association that I needed to sort out with him. I attended the Northern Development Meeting, Development Committee, the Young Achievers Award, a launch. Attended the AAAT star rating for accommodation at the Hilton. Alice Springs Town Council Waste Management Facility Meeting, Desert Festival Launch at the Youth Centre, Tourism Central Australia General Meeting, attended the Desert Sports Foundation, the League of Champions Dinner, the Mayor Disability Awards Launch, the 20 Stories, I was there for a little while, Tourism NT Breakfast Update, Citizenship Ceremony, attended the Tourism Executive for the Mayor, the Forum for the Town Council, Gary Nan CBD Planning, Joint Defence Pine Gap Function, attended the Top of the Hill, the YMCA King of the Mountain, I was cooking pancakes for them up on top of the hill there, the Great Northern Cleanup at Coolabah Swamp, and the normal meetings for the Council at the Forum, Access Advisory Committee, Sports Facility Advisory Committee, Tourism Events Committee, Admin Review, and the Public Art Advisory Committee. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Heenan, and thanks to all members for the work they do in the community each month. I'm going to now move on, and this is the area where the elected members and officers provide notifications of matters to be raised in general business. Councillor Brown?
No.
No? Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a number of issues I'd like to raise in general business, the first one being an item in relation to skate park. The second one is in relation to the reports in relation to antisocial behaviour and involving youth. South Terrace traffic issues as a third. Fourth inquiry in relation to the mural on the police station. And they can slot into questions without notice. That's what I need, four of them, please.
Thank you. Somebody second those four? Are they just straightforward reports, or are they something that requires a lot of discussion, Councillor Melky?
I think possibly councillors may wish to discuss the youth issue, but I think I intend to be brief, I don't think.
Okay, thank you. Somebody second those? Councillor Brown, thank you.
I do have an item in general business. If I may, I've a bit of a discussion on a couple of points from the Desert Sports Foundation, one relating to the Australia Day Ball and also to a special event that's just been finished, if that's okay.
Okay. Somebody second Councillor Brown's request. Councillor Fake, thank you. No other? Are there any deputations, Mr. CEO?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Are there any memorials?
There are no memorials, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any motions on notice?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'm now going to call on the committee chairs to deliver their reports of their respective committees held this month. Excuse me. And I'll start with Councillor Heenan, the Chair of the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Your Worship. Your Worship, I present the report of the Finance Committee held on the 15th of September and invite members to withdraw on any items they wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move in the terms of recommendations, not so withdrawn.
Thanks, Chairman. Councillor Heenan.
Yep.
Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
This concludes my report. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Heenan. I'm now going to move on to Corporate and Community Services Committee and ask the Chair, Councillor Kudrenko, to present that report.
Your Worship, I present the report of the Corporate and Community Services Committee meeting held on the 15th of September 2014 and invite members to withdraw any items that they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of the recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Pake.
I'd like to withdraw item number four, the Legan representative.
Any others? Okay, Councillor Kudrenko.
Your Worship, I move then in terms of items 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10.
Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Douglas, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Go back to Councillor Pake and the withdrawal of number 4. Do you have a question of the officer for this one, Councillor Pake?
Yes, I believe that we were to make a decision tonight in the chamber on who shall be nominated for that position.
Certainly, I'll ask the CEO to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Pake, this was deferred from the last committee meeting. The information that I have, and I haven't spoken directly to Councillor Martin, but from a previous conversation, my understanding was that Councillor Martin was not going to re-stand for this committee. So I believe it would be in order tonight that if Council wishes to make a nomination, he could do so.
Thanks very much, Mr. CEO. I'll now move to asking for nominations for the position as a representative on the place named committee through Legant. I'd like to nominate Councillor Pake. Would you accept Councillor Pake?
Sure, yes.
Could I have a seconder for Councillor Pake, please? Councillor Kudrenko, are there any more nominations?
Can I nominate Councillor Heenan?
Certainly. Would you accept Councillor Heenan?
I nominate Councillor Heenan because I think he's got a long history in the region and he'd be able to provide a lot of valuable input to that particular committee.
Okay. So Councillor Heenan would accept the nomination as seconder. Councillor Douglas, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
I'm happy to withdraw if Councillor Heenan would like to, to take on that position.
That'll save bringing the Electoral Commission in. Thank you, Councillor Pake. Councillor Heenan, will you accept that position? Okay, then is that everybody unanimous in the decision to elect Councillor Heenan? Thanks very much. Councillor Heenan, will forward your name to Legant. So with that one being moved off, does that finish your report, Councillor Kudrenko?
Yes, Your Worship. That now concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Now move on to the Technical Services Committee and call on Councillor Paik to present the report for Technical Services Committee meeting held this month.
Thank you. Your Worship, I present the report of the Technical Services Committee held on the 15th of September and invite members to withdraw any items they wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of the recommendations not so withdrawn.
Unwithdrawn. Then somebody second the Councillor Heenan. Those in favour? Any against? Thanks very much.
Your Worship, this now concludes my report.
Thanks very much, Councillor Paik. Now move on to the CEO's report. There are no recommendations there. There's no outstanding recommendations. Just the recommendation the report be received. Could I call on somebody to move that report? Councillor Paik, seconded Councillor Brown. All those in favour? Any against? Are there any questions of the CEO's report? Okay, move on to agenda item 14.3.1. I am going to suggest that this item is deferred until our October ordinary meeting, following a further meeting required by the Council's Administrative Review Committee. Perhaps you've moved that, Councillor Heenan. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Melky, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Questions with it? No, sorry. Yes, questions with that notice. Sorry. Yes, Councillor Kudrenko?
Can I just ask on the last decision what the timeframe would likely be for that next meeting to be held?
To the CEO to contact all members of the review committee.
Thank you.
In the next week or so?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Questions without notice? Councillor Melky? No. Thank you. Moving on to other business, and Councillor Melky, you've identified some there. I'll just go back to the list. Okay, I'll start with the skate park, please, Councillor Melky.
Thank you. I've been provided some information, some photographs and images showing clearly the... as a result of work that's going on in this skate park, construction work by council, there has been some debris that's been generated by the work and that has found itself on the actual skating arena, creating a safety issue.
Is this dirt and gravel?
Pebbles, stones, small rocks.
Something like that before they used it?
Sure. So the images that I've been provided, and I don't have them here, they're on my phone, they seem to be considerable and certainly not a small quantity that a broom could take care of. It's a large size, number of areas, and whilst I think the work is necessary and important, but the clear indication to safety to the rider is that a small rock does provide a very dangerous obstacle to a skateboarding. It just jams the wheel. You can picture the rest.
I understand fully, and it always worries me when they skate in the street for the same reason. Those little sticks and twigs and rocks could cause them the same grief there.
On this occasion, works as part of construction going on, maintenance to the skate park has created, this is a direct result of that, and I just wonder if raising it tonight, we could pay attention to that. I'll show the...
What? Say I get this.
The directors and the CEO, the footage, the images, and I'll forward them to you via email, just so you're aware of it, and I think it's important. I think I just wanted to raise that. I didn't want to make much more than that as a report to start with. There's been enough said and done, and I think Matty Days had some discussions about some other issues. My specific conversation today is about the aspect of safety as a result of this debris generated by the works.
Thank you.
Through the chair, we'll organise to get that cleaned and we'll have a look at that tomorrow for you, okay? So
perhaps if I may say, this might require some form of a permanent solution, although we don't have, I don't think we've got plans to regularly do works there, but in any case, any time that works to the skate park is going to be conducted, you're going to have this issue arise. I recall that the earlier discussions about council paying attention to renovating or improving the skate park, that's stuff that's still in the works, and I think discussions in and around that are still going on, so I'll wait for those reports to come back. But I think part of that then has to include some way to protect keeping out the debris as much as possible anyway, whether it means you build up a layer, a higher layer. Again, I haven't been to the site, so specifically I can't give you, other than what the images are. So perhaps I'll give you those images and we can have the discussion further on after that.
Sure, that's great. Just a matter of interest, I go there quite regularly, and there was some very bad erosion underneath the concrete, and that was why the reason that the council built some retainer walls up to refill that dirt. Now, I think it's regularly going to spill over when skaters go over the edge and stick a set of wheels into the dirt. Maybe we could rubberise the area or something like that to, like we do around tree plants or whatever.
I think I'll leave it to the directors and the stakeholders to have that conversation. I think they've made their point clear, and I don't want to elevate the problem to more than what it is. I think there's enough sensible people around it to make a good discussion and focus on safety for the players, the riders. I'd like to see you on a skateboard, though. That you go there quite regularly, Mr. Mayor?
I go down there because there are regular complaints from one individual, and I usually go there to have a look at them, and always, not always are they substantiated, but when there was erosion under the concrete, it was very important that council do something about that to backfill. So maybe if you went and had a look at that, you'd see what effect we've done to do that.
It's important to note that this is not a complaint against the council's works. It's rather just saying this is what it is, and it is what it is.
Thank you. Your next one, antisocial behaviour.
Yes, thank you. Elected members will be aware of reports in social media in regards to youth and antisocial behaviour. On one occasion, there was a report of a woman being attempted carjacking, the shortest way to describe it. I'd like to see if we can create or get a report from the police about that specific incident, and perhaps, elected members, it is well and truly overdue that we can have a meeting with the police. Today is Police Remembrance Day, of course, and they do a great job. I'd look forward to a meeting to discuss other issues. Members of the community made contact with myself directly by telephone and had long conversation and wanted to have regular meetings, and I said I'd simply raise it and I'll ask for a meeting with the police, take it from there.
Certainly, I'll ask the CEO to arrange that as soon as possible.
So may I add to that? Is that okay, Councillor Melky?
Yeah, sure.
So just so that I'm clear, the CEO is going to follow up and request a report from the police regarding that incident?
A meeting, I think.
I
don't think we have the right to ask for a report on any issue, but I think we definitely have the capabilities of speaking with the police commander, and I think if the CEO was to arrange that, that would be a good outcome.
I'd be interested in if they are able to meet with us.
I would send out an invitation to all members.
I'd be interested in specifically the youth crime statistics and also their general feel on public safety, if there's any change. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Paik.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to comments made by Councillor Melky and Councillor Kudrinco, I believe it probably would be timely as well to meet with the senior public servant at the Chief Minister's Department. I noticed that in social media, Council was taking a lot of heat for not dealing with this matter appropriately. So I think that it's within reason that we meet with the senior public servants at Chief Minister's Department and just reiterate the concerns of the community.
Certainly, Councillor Pate. CEO will do both those and come back. Councillor Brown?
Just further to those comments, I'd like to add my support to that and make the point that it's been nice, and we've seen a large drop-off in crime over the last couple of years in town, but it's absolutely important that vigilance is maintained and that we don't allow a reoccurrence of what was occurring in this town in years past. And I think it is very important that the council maintain those meetings with the police that we were actually having on a regular basis at one stage, and I think it would be nice to see them reintroduced, because it would be a terrible shame if we were allowed to go back to where we were, you know, and the price of staying where we are is vigilance.
Agree with you wholeheartedly, Councillor Brown. Thank you. South Terrace traffic, Councillor Melky.
Very briefly, I think you're very much across that issue. I've just received regular contact from a local resident and who is concerned. We've met with previously. I have provided him with the update that you had provided me with previously, and I just wondered if we're following through, which no doubt we would be, as to when an indication could be given or a timeline could be given as to what, in fact, is going to happen, given that since the time that we met, there's been yet another unfortunate fatality in that specific location that was addressed. So I just thought I'd address that publicly. And
certainly. And as soon as I have something back from the department, I'll bring it to the table. You have a fourth one here, mural on police station.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, if you indulge me, I did not ask for a fifth item, which is the public illegal dumping, so I wonder if you would allow me to...
Let's get through the mural and we'll move on to the next one.
Oh, I was going to do a trade. But
no,
I'm sorry,
I'm not a horse trader.
Thank you. I received correspondence from a lady who was very concerned in relation to the mural. She wanted to know if the mural between the courthouse and the police station is going to be removed. The information she gave was that she was told the painting would be touched up, her words, that it would only take 2 days, which she believes to be impossible, and that it will be done via a compressor, which makes her believe it will just be painted over it. It is a painting depicting the history of the NT Police. Timely day to talk about the police. And so I'm not quite sure where to start with this, but I thought I'd raise it here, and it's a legitimate
Certainly.
Concern and something I thought worth right. discussing.
I will work with the CEO this week and find out whether it's Heritage or the National Trust or whose responsibility it is, and come back to you with an answer. Now,
could you please keep us all in the loop on that one?
Sorry?
Could you please keep us all in the loop on that one?
Most definitely, yes. I mean, the CEO will include all in it. The illegal dumping, you've set up a Facebook page, have you?
No, I'm sorry. I set up a Facebook post. So,
okay.
So on my run yesterday afternoon, I run regularly through the Carajong Drive area, and on numerous occasions now I've come across rubbish, literally a trailer load of rubbish dumped. On a previous occasion, on two previous occasions, it was stolen goods. Someone had broken into someone's house and dumped it. One of those occasions, I'd actually found a wallet who the person I knew managed to get it back to him, so that was good news at the end of it, although the money was gone. Yesterday was yet another disappointing occasion where there was someone that just simply drove up, casual as you like, and cleared all of their rubbish, almost a trailer load. I thought it was unacceptable enough. I don't normally do this, but I took a photo of it and posted up on Alice Springs Community Forum site, and wasn't sure what kind of reaction I was going to get, whether it was going to be negative or positive. And I think it was from this morning. To date, the response has been quite positive in towards council. I think the fact of the matter is illegal dumping occurs all around town, and in particularly this site. And I wondered if, although it is on Crown land vastly, I wonder if we can have a look at setting up, we've talked about this before, but some hidden camera situation where we can actually try to capture these people, or use it as a form of a persuasion not to, or a way to deter. A deterrent is the word I was looking for, because from the look of it, you just drive into off Carajong Drive. There's a little park there, and then you run up the hill, or walk up the hill if you like, and you know, it's clear as it's just not even, there's no attempt to even hide it. So there was alcohol involved, there was a whole range of household goods and rubbish. I think if you went through the rubbish, and you probably would be able to find some sort of an identification. Well, again, this is important to follow through with, but on this one occasion, to catch that one person is not necessarily what the issue is here. I'm thinking that we can take an approach right around Alice Springs, where known sites, people dump their stuff, because there's sites where it's clear enough to drive your trailer up, there's enough room to take your trailer around. In this case, that's what you've got to deal with, and we've discussed this before, and I think we should go ahead and implement these cameras and make it public. But I think I'd like to report to the director and the CEO and directors that overwhelmingly the pricing of dumping was well supported. There was no greater issue. One person raised it, but someone else countered that with, here are the prices. And many of the comments were that it's a lot cheaper than anywhere else interstate. And there were some very, very good comments, positive comments made, such as the cameras. But it really is unacceptable, unfortunately. Although we can't stop it and there's no real silver bullet to it, we can try to deter it. And as one comment was mentioned, that people used to illegally dump even when it was free to dump rubbish at at the tip. So it is really just a matter of coming together and showing a bit of leadership.
Could I ask the CEO to... he's got something before I ask the director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your comments, Councillor Melky. I request, if I may, in response, when these postings are made, if you could let me know straight away. I did pick it up later through our media and communications officer, but if I'm alerted straight away, it is helpful in managing these issues. But thank you for that initiative. Yes, and the responses were balanced. A couple of stats is that 74% of the land in Alice Springs is Crown land. Now, without trying to be bureaucratic, we have to bring the NT government along with us with this. Council just can't assume to take on the responsibility of monitoring that area of land. I mean, there's about 200 hectares of parks that council controls. But 74% of the land mass is actually the Crown land, which is the NT government. So we'd be happy to follow that up, but it wouldn't solely be the responsibility of the Alice Springs Town Council. Our rangers do go through the rubbish. They pick up correspondence, letters, or other forms of identification, and we follow it up. But I just would urge council not to get into the role of cost shifting and assume a responsibility of another level of government. But I might just ask Mr. Catchlove to add to my comments, please.
Thank you, through the chair. Well, certainly, if we can get from you exactly where that was, we'll investigate. We do actually investigate on Crown land on occasion. And if it is becoming a known dumping spot, then we would certainly put cameras up there to stop that happening. But if we could find out where that is, that would be the first steps that we can take it on.
Councillor Melky.
Thank you. I certainly agree and support both comments from CEO and the Director. I think whilst my attempt was not to enter into a cost-shifting exercise, very aware, my comments in the Facebook page was very short and to the point, and did in fact address the issue that it is Crown land and that council would have to go and work through the Northern Territory government. And I think that's what I'm perhaps indicating, that we take those steps, very aware that we have limited resources and very aware that it's a vast area. But I do think that using some of the social media, as we've already got an officer does a great job, I think these are the kind of opportunities that we can actually use some of these community forums to go into. It is a risk, I have to say, it's a risk for elected members to enter into these sites, because you can quite easily have people have a go at you. But if you're prepared and you're well informed, or you keep it to the point and you don't personalise it, I think it is part of the educational program that we can all enter into. But certainly wasn't prepared to draw council into a fight or a perception that council is the key or a responsible body. It certainly is anti-government, and it is also the community, in my opinion, that it's an educational process, but it's also the community that have to be vigilant, because they need to know where, if and when they see someone dumping the rubbish, because that's our best partners, the community. And they really, there was a lot of offended people in relation to that comment. And it's a legitimate response, given that over 30 or so likes and within a 10-hour sort of timeline and about 20-odd comments. I think sometimes we've, as a group, have gone out and done it on a project. We've asked for public consultation. We've got, you know, 9 or 10 responses. So this is above the percentage of public response. So I think, yeah, don't want to be into a situation where we just let it go and become, you know, too much. What's the word for it? We become tuned to it.
Thanks, Councillor Melgi. Just before Councillor Heenan asks a question on it, I would suggest, seeing you carry your camera with you, like you said you would take a photo, if you download Neat Streets, you could report it immediately. It'll go to the right areas. Our rangers would have it then, and they would be able to go and investigate. I find a huge response to Neat Streets. I use it every day. So, Councillor Heenan, then Councillor Kudrenko. Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just questions through to the CEO. That means if any rubbish is found there, the councillors... Sorry, the rangers then go and can identify any correspondence that they might be able to find it. Then that information is handed to department and the government, and it's up to them then, is it, to prosecute if so necessary?
Thank you, Councillor Heenan. Theoretically, that is the case. In practice, we tend to do it ourselves because the government is reasonably short-staffed in the area of Crown land management. So in many cases, we do take the initiative, and we've looked in the past about levying an annual charge or an annual fee. But whilst we draw a line, we also work in partnership with our NT government colleagues. But theoretically, we should hand it back to the NT government's relative department, but in many cases, we take the initiative ourselves.
Okay, through the chair again, through the Mr. Mayor, so that means that if council... rangers identify whose it might be, the rubbish, with any correspondence, and the council and the rangers do pick it up. That, but then the council rangers can't prosecute, or councillors can't prosecute that person because it's on government land. Would that be correct? Or if it's on council land, then the council can do something about it, prosecute. Okay. Thank you.
Through the chair. No, the bylaws apply to public places, and so we can actually infringe people for dumping on Crown land. So we do have that power.
Thanks, Councillor Heenan. Councillor Kudrenko?
Yeah, I'd just like to support your suggestion for promoting Neat Streets, the app. I use it regularly. I think it's fantastic. I've had very quick response times, but not only that, you keep informed as to who has been notified, when, and then how quickly the job was undertaken. I just think it's been excellent. Where members of the public have sent me evidence of public dumping on Crown land, and I've forwarded it to the rangers, I've always found they've had a very quick response, and they've also been able to, you know, work with whoever is required to get that rubbish removed as well, which has been quite important to the public that have contacted me. They want to see the person who's done the dumping to be dealt with, but also that the rubbish be removed from those important places. And I take Councillor Melky's point that he went to social media and it was a positive experience so that people could sort of voice their concern about it. Perhaps on that post you could post the link to Neat Streets, because the more people who don't agree with public dumping that have access to that app, the more effective it's going to be.
Good advice. Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. I'm going to move on now to Councillor Brown, who raised the Desert Sports Foundation.
Yes, thank you. This is a bit of a community interest item. For those of you who don't know about Desert Sports, which I happen to be deputy chair of, it's an organisation that raises funds in by means of running various events, and those funds are put towards youth that need to travel away to further their sports. At the moment, we sort of fundraise in the order of about $50,000 a year that's distributed across most sports in the town. We had intentions and applied for a grant to council this year to run the Australia Ball, a day ball, because we saw it as an event that the town was now lacking, and we would have liked to see it re-established, you know, as a proper means of celebrating the day, particularly for our new citizens. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to pick up enough support either through grants or community interest to to take the risk this year. We will look at it again next year, but I'm letting council know who did offer us the grant that because it's such a big undertaking and we're talking virtually what we fundraise every year to operate it, it's very risky for a small organisation to run it without pretty substantial support from the community. And unfortunately, we didn't get it on this occasion. So we'll be setting that aside until next year where we'll attempt to start out on it earlier. That was pretty much what I wanted to report, apart from a community interest item that ex-councillor Murray Stewart requested that I pass on to you, that the inaugural regional running challenge was held on the over the weekend, and that's an event, running event between Alice Springs, Darwin and Cairns, and Alice Springs came in on top of that for the first one with an overall time for the first 100 people of 21 minutes and 59 seconds, followed by Darwin with 23 minutes and 23 seconds, and Cairns unfortunately was disqualified because of protests being operated in the main drag there. But that's it from me, thank you.
Matters for the media will be attended to by the media present here this evening, and thanks for your attendance. The next ordinary meeting will be in this chamber on the 27th of October at 6 p.m. There being no other business, I ask for a motion. Somebody move a motion to adjourn. Councillor Milkey to the confidential section. A seconder, please, for that. Councillor Douglas, those in favour. Thank you very much.
Your councillors, there'll be a 20-minute break. Thank you.
Thank you.